Today is 988 Day, and the United Way of Connecticut wants to raise awareness about the life-saving hotline. In fact, today officials are going to be focusing on the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline specifically as a major resource available to help youth and their parents when they are experiencing a mental health crisis. And there's a special focus as well on student athletes. Joining me now to talk more about this is Lisa Tepper Bates, who is the president and CEO of United Way of Connecticut. And Lisa, welcome back to the show. I want to first start with the basic question of what is 988 and what are some facts that we could share with people the effectiveness of having this hotline in Connecticut?
Well, good morning, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me to talk about 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, and our work to provide that service in Connecticut. As you said, today is 988 Day, and one of the great things we can together acknowledge today is that Connecticut is one of 10 states with 988 service that has seen in the first 3 years of that service an 18% decrease in the suicides among people from 15 to 34, as opposed to the expected numbers. And we are really pleased to know that that has been the case. And what that tells us, Melissa, is that this service does, in fact, hit the mark, providing that urgent point of contact for someone in crisis can save a life.
Why the specific talk today, though, about youth and specifically student athletes, Lisa?
You know, that's a great question. And the reason for that is that we do know that nationally and in Connecticut, mental health concerns among young people in particular are on the rise. 988 serves people of any age. And we're always glad to be a resource for people, no matter if they're teenagers or the elderly, and a resource for their families if they're concerned and want to know how to have a conversation with a family member who they're worried about. But we all nationally are seeing that young people, in particular in our country, are facing more mental health challenges. And so today, for this 988 Day, we're working together with a terrific organization, the Brian Daigle Foundation in East Lyme, to lift up a terrific program that has been piloted already and is expanding across Connecticut called LACS to Live. And LACS to Live is about lacrosse. The Brian Daigle Foundation is partnering with coaches to help them as leaders of young people to tell young people that it's okay to not be okay. If you're not feeling right, if you're worried, if you're anxious, you can always reach out to a coach or a teacher. And other student athletes are becoming champions for this as well, to say it's okay to need mental health support and it's okay to ask for it.
How does 988 actually work when a young person calls or texts? Like, what is happening on the other end?
Yeah, well, you know, what happens on the other end is really a conversation. So our very highly trained crisis contact specialist will begin every call by saying, hi, you know, what's going on? And meeting people where they are, to ask them to, in their own words, explain what it is they're feeling and what's going on with them. And from there, they will go into a discussion with no judgment, but to ask, you know, what is the situation? They'll begin to engage in a way to monitor for the level of crisis. And through that conversation, they'll figure out if there's a way to help that person on the other end of the call to de-escalate their crisis on their own, or to create a plan to reach out to resources that they may already have, or perhaps additional resources are needed. And in our state, Melissa, we're really lucky. We have what's called mobile mental health crisis teams. So for adults and separate teams for young people, these are clinicians who can, you know, get in a vehicle and go straight to where someone is to be of help to them. Or if the situation is more acute, we may need to engage in what we call active rescue. And that could mean ambulance and working with police if need be. But we try and work with every caller to respond to where they are. And for the vast majority of our adult callers, that means that we can help them de-escalate their own crisis and create a plan to help stabilize them. 96% of our callers tell us that their state of crisis diminished during the call.
Wow.
So we're really very proud of that. That's what you're aiming for. And with young people, we work very hard to be of support, not only to the young people, but often to their caregivers or teachers or school administrators who may be calling. Mm-hmm. And similarly, we will help to connect that person with our youth mobile mental health crisis teams if they can be of assistance.
So just to clarify, and again, Lisa Tepper Bates is here, the president and CEO of United Way of Connecticut. A young person does not have to technically be suicidal to call 988, right, for it to be appropriate for them?
You know, that's exactly right. And Melissa, the theme for 988 Day this year is 988 reasons. Your reason is reason enough.
Mm.
And that theme is meant to remind us that any crisis, no matter whether someone thinks it's big or small, if they feel that they would benefit from support, they want to have a talk, they can call 988. And their reason is reason enough.
And what if it's not the actual young person calling? So I would imagine if you've got a middle schooler, maybe even a high schooler, and you're a parent, for example, who's worried, but struggling to have those conversations with your child or struggling to really determine if this is something of merit or not. If a parent calls 988 about their kid, what can they expect from that conversation?
Yeah, Melissa, we invite those calls. And that call might be so that the parent can describe what they're seeing and ask for another opinion about, you know, what do you think? How serious might this be? What should I do? It might be a call where someone says, I know that there's something going on. I don't know how to start the conversation. It might be a parent who says, I don't know what resources are out there. Help me understand. Because, Melissa, in addition to our 988 service, in addition to the mobile mental health crisis teams, we also have urgent crisis centers for young people across the state. And that's an alternative to taking a child in crisis to an emergency room. Our urgent crisis centers are a welcoming environment staffed with professionals where if you have a young person in crisis, you can help them to get there and to find help there instead of having to go to an emergency room. So there's a range of options available, and our 988 contact specialists are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, either to talk directly with someone in crisis or to be a resource for that family member, that loved one, that teacher or counselor who wants more information or who wants to have that support to understand how to have that conversation with someone they're afraid might be in crisis.
We are chatting with Lisa Tepper Bates, president and CEO of United Way of Connecticut, and today is 988 Day, again, highlighting and bringing awareness about the effectiveness and importance of the 988 hotline when it comes to suicide and crisis prevention. I wanted to just really quickly, Lisa, just bring something up to you. I know that you guys are working with the Brian Daigle Foundation, which is amazing. I mean, they provide such an incredible resource to people, especially when it comes to grief support, suicide awareness. And I know they're, I believe, based north of us, Niantic, correct? They're a little bit north of us.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So just a recommendation. You don't obviously have to do this, but on this side of Connecticut, this neck of the woods down Fairfield County area, would love to connect you, and we could do it off air, certainly, with Shoulder Check in the HT40 Foundation. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but the HT40 Foundation was born out of a suicide tragedy in Lower Fairfield County, a Darien hockey player who took his own life. His family then created a foundation out of his honor, and they created Shoulder Check, which is specifically tailored to youth athletes who are struggling with mental health and the idea of just putting a hand on a shoulder, checking in on your teammates. And it's gone national. But Rob Thorson and his team, they're phenomenal. I do a lot of work with them. And I think this pertains so closely to what you guys are talking about. I'd love to connect you both if you're not already.
Well, that would be fantastic, Melissa. And I'm so glad that they are having success with that program. It's such a good idea to inform adults who are mentors and coaches for young people to know what the signs are and to know how to help.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fantastic news, and thank you for that.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. And I bring it up because it's interesting. This was the first year I brought my 8-year-old. So they, just to give you a quick like footnotes version of this, Lisa, they do a tournament every year in the middle of the summer. And there's a lot of youth athletes who show up to it, mostly hockey players, but it's expanded. I this year I saw soccer players, football players, baseball players, lacrosse. This is what made me think of it when you brought up the Daigle Foundation, the Brian Daigle Foundation, was lacrosse. And there were a lot of different players, but they actually bring in NHL players. They bring in NHL players from across the country to play in a tournament style game. And it all raises money again for suicide prevention and awareness and all of that. But it was interesting because I brought my 8-year-old this year. And I, you know, and it's hard, right? How do you talk about suicide with an elementary school kid or a middle school kid or even your high schooler? How do you talk about it? It's not a comfortable table conversation. But just that idea of even kids, you know, we talk about the parents, the coaches, the teachers, right? How can they kind of navigate this? But we don't often enough talk about peers. And how do we empower our children to recognize that their friends or their teammates or their classmates are not in a good space? And how do they lean in appropriately? How do they get involved? And I'm wondering if 988 has advice for that. Like if there is a child who is witnessing something or feels like they are uneasy, how do we give them the courage to say, like, this isn't a sign of weakness. This is a sign of empowerment, and you could be helping yourself or others who need it.
Yeah, and Melissa, I think that's so important. You're exactly right that peers play and can play such a big role in checking in on their friends. And I think from our perspective, the first thing is to empower young people to know what the signs are to look for in friends. If they have a friend who's feeling overwhelmingly sad and hopeless, extremely anxious, panicky, irritable, having dramatic mood swings, expressing feelings of worthlessness, or talking a lot about death or suicide or wanting to disappear, or if that friend is withdrawing from friends and family activities they usually enjoy, increasing their use of alcohol and drugs, neglecting self-care, having difficulty managing their responsibilities at school or at home, or seeming reckless and even more impulsive than maybe they've usually been. Those are important signs. Similarly, if a friend is having difficulty concentrating, looking confused, starting to believe things that are perhaps not really based in reality, looking for all of those signs. And then for peers to be able to have that conversation as a starter, you know, are you feeling okay? Even just asking a question that simple can be an important way to start. And for young people, to have a trusted adult that could be a coach, it could be a principal, it could be a parent, but a trusted adult that they know they can speak with, or they can call 988, as you said, and they can talk with one of our contact specialists to say, here's what I see going on. What should I do? And have that conversation about resources, about an action plan to provide help to a friend who might be struggling. Because you're right, Melissa, a lot of teenagers may be confiding more in each other. They may see behaviors in each other even faster than their parents or than their teachers might be noticing.
Mm-hmm. And again, we have Lisa Tepper Bates here, president and CEO of United Way of Connecticut, talking about 988. And obviously the data proves that Connecticut has seen the relevance of the 988 hotline since it launched. What do you think, Lisa, is working, and where do you still think we need to do better?
Yeah, I think part of what's working is the principle of 988. Make sure that any time of day or night, there is someone available to talk. That is very powerful in itself. But we know that the additional resources in our state are also so very important. I mentioned earlier our mobile mental health crisis teams. We know how important they are. We know how important our regular health infrastructure is as well. And we know how important our urgent crisis centers are. I met a parent just the other day who has a child who is really struggling, and she's taken her child more than once to an urgent crisis center, which, again, is a great alternative to the more chaotic emergency room context. And all of these resources together, we know, are making a difference. But having that very respectful and sympathetic voice on the phone available anytime, we know, and according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, has made a big difference when there are people who are at immediate risk of that self-harm. So we're really very proud of that service. I can't say enough good things about our crisis contact specialists. It's incredibly stressful but important work, and they do an amazing job every day. And as I said earlier, Melissa, 96% of our callers self-report that their state of crisis diminished because they were able to access that resource. Yeah. And that number means more to us than anything.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I so appreciate that we can have these conversations on the air to, again, highlight the importance of this hotline. And for those of you at home listening, if you want more information, I'm going to link more on our website, voiceofct.com. And Lisa Tepper Bates, I want to thank you for always giving us the time here on WICC and for what you do, President and CEO of the United Way of Connecticut. Thank you so much.